The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Is there a cure for diabetes? Not yet. But if the latest research is any indication, there just might be. More after this from Charlie. Type 2 diabetes, the acquired type usually caused by obesity, can sometimes be controlled with diet. But type 1, the type you're born with, can only be treated by lifelong insulin injections. The technology has certainly improved over the years, but every day, millions of diabetes patients must manually do what their bodies can't.
You'll need your syringe, a bottle of insulin, two alcohol swabs, and a sharps container.
But researchers in California think they have a way to end all that for type 1 diabetics, at least in diabetic mice. At the Gladstone Institutes in San Francisco, researcher Dr. Sheng Ding took ordinary skin cells from a mouse and reprogrammed them to produce insulin. Dr. Deepak Srivastava is the Institute's director.
He's been able to create a cell that's not a stem cell, but is derived from, in this case, an animal's own cell, and transplant it back into the animal and have it cure, essentially, its diabetes.
Yes, he said cure. The reprogrammed cells were actually inserted into the mouse's pancreas, and they seemed to know exactly what to do. Within 8 weeks, they became fully mature insulin-producing cells.
This is a major step forward because we haven't had this type of success even in an animal model in the past. And there will be many hurdles ahead to see if this works in humans, test all the safety issues. But there's reason for a lot of hope for the millions of people out there suffering from diabetes.
Hope that someday the daily ritual,
your blood sugar reading will be ready in 5 seconds,
becomes ancient history. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.